seconds. Listen. No one can defeat him.
No one can defeat him.
Yes, sir. No one can take his place.
Come on. No one can take his place.
No one can defeat him. Come on, say it if you believe it.
No one can defeat him.
Oh, no one can take his place. Come on.
No one can take his place.
He is unbeatable.
He is a strong tower.
start the morning off knowing that our God is undefeated. Say that. He's undefeated. I want to hear you say it, Nigeria. Come on. Come on, South Africa. Come on, everybody, under the sound of our voice this morning. We thank you for coming on the line this morning. We thank you for making God your number one priority as you join our executive meeting. Yes, this is a new day with new mercies, new grace, new favor, an abundance of love, an abundance of sunshine, abundance of any and everything that you want it to be. It is your decision, and guess why you're able to make this decision? Because our God is an awesome God. The songwriter said that we don't have to worry, we don't have to pray, that the God that he serves, the God that we serve, is undefeated. He rose from the dead with the power. He rose with power to save, power to deliver, power to heal. So you don't have to worry. All you need to do is get into the will of God and stay in your proper position. Yes, I'm going to say it again. Stay in your proper position. Don't lean too far to the left. Don't lean too far to the right. But stay in the center, center mass. And you don't have to worry because God has everything in control. He is the controller. He is the master planner. He is everything that you could ever want in your life. All you need to do is make a conscious decision. I'm talking to everybody. Everybody in the land. All of God's people. Not just some of you. Everybody on this early Monday morning. So don't you get it twisted. Understand and know who God is, and you and me and everybody, stay where you're supposed to be, and that's in the will of God. Again, I say good morning. We thank you. We thank you. We love you. And we just praise God on this morning because this is the day that he has made. And you, me, everybody shall rejoice in it. It doesn't matter where you're at. You have the opportunity, the free will to rejoice in this day that God has made. You better not sit down. You better not be in a place where you can't see yourself rejoicing. No matter what your circumstances was last night, guess what? You up this morning. So give God some praise. Don't sit there closed mouth. Give God some praise. You woke up this morning. You got a newness in you. You're breathing. You're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing right now. Why? Because God is in control. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Bring us on in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. And good morning, Saint. Thank you again for tuning in with us. And thank you again for coming in at the Executive Meeting, O Lord. Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus Christ. Let us not today, O God. Let us not forget what today, what yesterday meant, O God. For the sacrifice that was meant yesterday, O God. So let us today, O God, put seeds, O God, in us, O God. Let us put forth seeds, O God. Let us know that the seeds that we put forth, O God, are blessings to you, O God. Let we thank us, O God. We thank you, O God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. We put forth the seeds, O God, of grace, O God. We put forth the seeds of prayer, O God. We put forth the seeds, O God, in our life, God, for the betterment of us, O God. We thank you, God, for this, O God. We thank you, God, for this grace, O God. We thank you, God, for this mercy, O God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing in our life, O God. We thank you, God, for putting the things that you're putting in place, O God, that we are not ready to fathom, O God. Let us not, God, while we put these seeds, God, in place, O God, let us not take the time, O God, to wait on you, God, and wait and do the things that you're doing, oh God. Let us wait patiently, oh God, and not push you, oh God. Push you, God, to do things that before our time, before we can walk into it, oh God. Let us walk into it gracefully, oh God. For you, God, knows the minute, the time, and the day, oh God, that all things are coming forth, oh God. Let us know, God, that it's you, oh God. It's you, oh God, doing all things, oh God. Let us know, God, the things that we are not, cannot fathom, oh God. Let us put us our mind, oh God, and put that in your hand, oh God. Let us not worry about the things that are not in our
that's not in our hands, oh God. Let us lay all the burdens that we have, oh God, unto you, oh God. And let us put forth a clean mind and a clean spirit, oh God, and a clean heart unto you, oh God. And let us know, God, that it's you, God, that take care of everything that's going on in our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for the anointing, God. We thank you, God, for the healing, oh God. We thank you, God, for the prosperity that we're walking into, God, gracefully, oh God. And we accept the calling that you're giving us on our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for the word that you're putting in the men and women of God, for the edification of the Christ, oh God, for the church, oh God, because we're so dearly needed, oh God, in this day and time, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you for the word, oh God. We thank you, God, for the scriptures, oh God. We thank you, God, for your holiness, oh God. For you are God of the divine, one God, oh God, oh God. We thank you, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holiness, oh God. Thank you, God, for lifting us, and thank you, God, for saving us, oh God, and breaking us out of our stinkiness and our stinking, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. It's in your holy name, oh God, we bless you like never before, oh God. I love you, God, and you know, oh God, I love you, God, for forevermore, God. For here up to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God, we shall praise your name like never before, oh God. Your holiness is, God, is what's bringing us through, oh God. It's nothing but you, oh God, bringing us through. It's in you, oh God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody that has breath in their body, just praise the Lord. Listen, I don't know about you all, but I just got I'm just happy. I have a great feeling of expectation that something is so awesome and so great getting ready to happen for me. I don't know what it is, but all I know is that God is in control, and by him being in control, I am going to trust him. And listen, Apostle Temple then started a new little slogan that just won't get out of my head. I'm going to try to get me a shirt or something with it. If you want one, let me know. And it says, it was already done, complete. I done heard him say done, complete, finished before it started. And when you sit back and you think about what he said, what the Holy Spirit placed in him to say that, if you really, truly grasp the meaning of it, you would sit back and say, you know what? Those are some profound words. When you sit and you think about, when you go over the scriptures in the Bible, you can start with the Israelites if you would like. God had already put a plan together for them to go into the promised land. But because of their acts of disobedience, because of their acts of complaining, things that you and I do every single day. Every single day we prolong the situation. The 11-day journey turned into 40 years because the Israelites complained, because they were disobedient, because they serve other gods. I'm talking to somebody already this morning. Instead of being into the place where they realized who their God was, the creator, Elohim, he created the earth. He is all-knowing. He is the master planner. He is the way maker. So why can't we get into a place once we realize that things are already mapped out for us, the route has already been mapped out for us. And Jesus loved us so much that what did he leave? He left us with the comforter to assure that we can get from point A to point B. See, in Jeremiah 29:11, this is what I want to say. Even when you go back to the Israelites, let me slow down, because I'm just so excited that I was able to understand what the slogan meant. I was able, so hopefully today somebody else can get the revelation as well and put it into play, because that's just how important it is. That's just so how profound those words was. Even yesterday, if you were not on the line, Bishop Davis took those exact same words and built his sermon around those words, because that's just so profound. That is what God wants you all to understand in this time right now today. But yes, we'll go back into the past to bring you up to the present so you can get a better understanding. With the Israelites, God heard their prayers. He knew that they needed to get out of Egypt. He even hardened Pharaoh's heart because he wanted people to understand and see his miracles, his signs, and his wonders for the people, for the Israelites to understand who he is and who he was, and for us to know who he is today. This is why some of the scriptures, you go back and you read the scriptures because you can understand what God is doing and trust and believe what he did before. It can happen again. It's a story to help you to understand, to help you to identify what is going on in your life. And when he said on Thursday, it was already done, completed, finished before it started. I'm sorry, that was Friday. I sat there and I wrote it down and I said, Holy Spirit, give me the revelation on this. And he started taking me to different people in the Bible, the Israelites. It was already done. They chose not to receive what God had already mapped out. They chose to complain. They chose to be into a place of disobedience. God say, have no other gods other than me. But they chose to serve another God. And we, as people today in 2021, we serve other gods. Sometimes it may be Facebook. Sometimes it may be music. Sometimes it may be our God. Sometimes it may be different sites that we're not supposed to go on to, but we have to come to the realization that God already has everything mapped out. In Jeremiah 29:11, the scripture sits and tells, and this was God. This is what God was telling the Babylonians that they were going to go into, they were going to go be into captivity for 70 years. But this is what he says to them. He says, hold on. He says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me, and I will be found by you. It's already mapped out. He's already put it out there. He already knew exactly what was going to be before it even happened. We don't have to sit and just stay at the cross. This goes for, we off the cross now. We in our everyday living. This is how much God loves us. This is how much we need to be attentive to him to realize that God has already did everything that needs to be for us. We just get into a place that is prolonged. We prolong our own situation. We may get a divine intervention. Somebody may come and tell you that you know is a true prophet, man or woman of God, that this is what the Lord said. But because you don't want to move out of your comfortability, because you want to stay into the same place, you just ignore it. So what you're doing is you're ignoring where God wants you to go, where he's trying to lead you. We sit into a place. We sit. We lean on our own understanding instead of trusting the Lord. And that's what the Israelites did. But I have one more, another plan for you. Let's go over to Jehoshaphat. See, when the prophecy came to Jehoshaphat, and they told him that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. All you needed to do is go out and stand in the morning and praise the Lord. It was already done. Jehoshaphat did not second guess it. Jehoshaphat went and did exactly what the Lord said, because see, Jehoshaphat realized that it was already done before it was started. It was already done when he went, him and his people, his clan, the nation went before and stood and out there, and they brought their musical instruments out, and then they started praising the Lord. They was praising God because they realized that God had already took care of the situation before it even began. And in the midst of that, in the midst of their acts of obedience, and not just them being obedient to the Lord, they was praising God in their situation. Now, let me remind you of what their situation was. All the ITs, the ITES, all of those clans were coming up against Jehoshaphat and the nation. All of them were coming up, and Jehoshaphat, for a quick second, had gotten a little bit fearful, but he did what? He prayed, and then he went into his whole congregation. They prayed, and then they went before a fast, and then what did they do? They left it alone. They did exactly what they took the instructions that was given to them from the man of God, and they followed them out. And during that time, they could have sat there. Some of them could have fled. Some of them could have got to the place, oh, no, I'm not going to do this. Let me start doing this. Let me start doing that. But they stood together in one accord, united before our God, our daddy, our father, and allowed what he had already put together to go forth. They didn't have, they just had to lift their voices up. They had to lift their voices. Some of them had to put their hands up and play their instrument, whatever their instrument was. And while they were doing that, God was doing what? Destroying the enemy. The enemies were confused. The praises started confusing the enemy, and the enemies got what? They were ambushed. They were killed off because guess what? It was already done before it started. And this is where you and I need to understand. We need to get our faith, our trust, our confidence. We need to be into a place where we realize that God loves us so much that he takes care of everything for you and I. We must identify that. We must stop holding on to things that's hindering us, that's holding us back from getting from one place to the other. Remember Jeremiah 29:11 say God knows the plan. He the plans he has for us, they are good. They are for us to prosper. We have to walk along the road knowing that God is the God that's going to get us where we need to be. He is the one and only true God. When we get caught off into whatever our other God is, that's a delay. It's a delay. It's there as a design to pull you off of what God has already prepared for you. Scripture says he knows the strands of hair that we have on our head. This is why it is so important to allow God to do what he is to do in our lives. It is important for you to build this relationship, for you to understand, so you can get revelations when something so profound come across that you understand that this is what God is saying to you. Man may have came up with it, but guess what? God is the inspiration. God gave him the inspiration to bring that word forth because somebody needed to hear it. Somebody like me, let's be transparent. Somebody, I needed to hear it. I needed to go back and ask God to give me the revelation. What do you mean about that, Father? And in the midst of that, that's when he starts telling you, well, you might do this too much. You might overthink this too much. You might have, you got so much going on that I'm not your first priority. You might, whatever it may be. But just understand the words that came out of the mouth of a prophet, that it was already done, completed, finished before it started. It was. God knew exactly what he was doing when he designed, when he made the plan, the master plan for Jesus to come down and save sinners like you and I. But this master plan goes on today, right now, April 2021. It still goes on. You have to grasp it. Minister Shakita, what do you have to add or say about this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. We have to get out of sight of ourselves. God gave us free will of choice, but the choice that you make can keep you out of alignment with the will of God. That's not something that we want. And in life, even in my previous life, I always, no matter what was going on, no matter what I was doing, I always led me back to God. It always led me back to one thing I knew how to do was to pray. And that little bit got me to the point to where I'm at right now, to where I wholeheartedly want to seek out God and I want to live a life of righteousness. I don't want to walk in wrong. I don't want to talk wrong. I don't want to do anything out of alignment of God that held me out in the wilderness because I was out there long enough. You have to accept and take accountability of the things that you're doing in life. And it's okay to remove it. Go through the whatever the degrees that you're going through, but don't stay there in your pity party. Get up, clean yourself up, clean your heart up, pray, and keep moving. It's a task that goes on consistently. It's not something that you pick up and put down. You got to consistently do it. You have to study. You have to pray. You have to put yourself on supplication. You got to let go of things that's not of God, truly not of God. No one's saying is living a life that is termed that church folks use, like the word apostles say, church folks use called holier than thou. No, no one's saying that. No one's perfect. We're not perfect. Every day we're striving to be better, better, betterment people for the kingdom of God. And that's the only thing that you can try to do. Try to put forth your best effort. Try to put forth. Once you get to the point, you're going to get gain momentum. You're going to stop trying. It's going to be a doing. And you're going to keep doing, and you're going to keep doing, and you're going to keep doing. Your doing going to come into a walk to where it's going to come into this feeling of grace, this feeling of peace, this feeling of joy, this feeling of understanding, this feeling of why you was back there and you were feeling the way you're feeling and why some of the things that was coming into your life and why it was going on the way it was going on because you were in a life of you were doing things that was not of God. Gossip, drama, trauma, anger, bitterness, dishonesty, all these things bring things into your life. It's a magnetic charge. It's a negative magnetic charge. So you have to put in your life the things of God that's going to bring the good positive charge in your life, love, honesty, community, togetherness, prayer, fasting, supplication, studying, communion, church, getting to a good church home under some good people that want your life to change. And you, like apostles say, you get in there, you sit in there, you watch. I got at 8 a.m. and I sat in there and I watched. I was in there for a good 3 years before Apostle called me and said, I want you to get this, that for this. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah. And then I understood now what he meant back then. But it took me 3 years. I sat there and I looked and I watched the manifestations of men and women of God, true men and women of God come forth because they are doing the right things. They are doing the right things and they didn't want nobody around them that wasn't in the mindset that wasn't going to do the right. So if you had the knowledge of mind that you want to do right, yes, they'll help you. They'll cultivate you into what you need, what God wanted you to be, not what they wanted you to be, not what they wanted you to be or what you wanted to be, but what God wants you to be. They'll bring you into the true enlightenment of God. You find you a home like that, and it will bring you true blessings and royal. Ooh, it's not even physical. It's not even a physical thing that I'm speaking of. It's not the tangible things that you can touch. It's the peace of the heart, the peace of mind, the peace of spirit. I can lay down at night. I'm not in torment. I'm at peace when I wake up because I know God taking care of everything before front, back, and side to side. He got it all. He's in the midst. He's the redeemer. He's the healer. He's everything. He's the strong power. He's the strong pillar. He's your voice when you need it to hear it. He's your pillow when you need to lay down. You have to rest in him. You got to grab on him. You must seek him. Seek his face. Look to the heavens where your help comes. Because at times, men can't help you. So you got to get that at your mind so you won't have a discord with men in your heart. So when they can't own up to your expectations, you know God is going to do it. That'll keep you in the heart, your heart in the right alignment of God when you keep your expectations on him. Jesus Christ, keep your expectations on him. Holy Ghost, keep your expectations on that. That's the true living in the will of God. Staying in the presence of him, wanting him, seeking him, wanting peace and affirmative of. He got it. It's taken care of it. I ain't got to worry about it. I ain't got to sweat. Unless I'm going to work and put forth the effort, then that's good sweat. Because a man that don't work don't eat. But it's on you. You got to take accountability and come into you, into your walk into life, and stay into the will of God. Get out of you. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. And one thing I would like to add to that, going back to Jeremiah 29:11, it does, the plans are there for you. And someone may prophesy that over you, that you, it may enlighten your heart. It may express something to your heart. It may give you jitters, make your, you know, make your hair on your shoulder or arms raise up. But the question is that are you willing to participate? Everything that Minister Chiquita said, the question goes back, are you willing to participate in the plans that God has for you? Are you willing to participate so when it's stated it was already done before it started, you can sit and say, I understand, because I was a part of that. I was in a place where I started participating. You know, God does have a plan for our lives. But at the end of the day, we have to participate in that plan for it to come true. We have to participate. See, Jesus had to participate in the plan that God had already predestined. Jehoshaphat and his clan had to participate in order for them to be undefeated, for them to be victorious in their fight against the IT, something that they didn't even have to look. They didn't have to pull out a sword. They didn't have to do anything. They just needed to participate. God can do and will do anything in our lives if we participate. He's not going to, and this has been stated over and over and over again, he is not going to fight us to be the head of your life. He is not going to fight to try to push himself to be into a to be into to the center mass, to be to, for you to be in the will of God. Because as Minister Chiquita said, he gave us free choice. We have to be, and we need to cooperate with God every single day of our lives. Not today, and then tomorrow you get into a place where you don't even call on his name. You don't even recognize him. You get right back in front of the computer. You get right back on the phone, whatever it is that you do to preoccupy your time, to sit and take up the space in your amygdala, your brain, and refuse to allow God any type of entrance. And we do it all the time. But see, in order for us to, for things to manifest in our lives, we have to be in a place to allow, that we have to allow things to develop. We have to get into a place where the purpose and the potential are developed in our lives. We can't keep picking God up and throwing him back down. Every single day of your life, you ought to learn something. Every day we should be growing. I'm going to say ought. We ought to be growing. Every single day you should be discovering something different about yourself that's going to move you further along than what took place the day before. We as Christians, we as believers, we as should be a lifetime learner. And when you become a lifetime learner, when the slogan or when the profound words, it was already done before it started, you will understand. Because see, every single day, we do know that you are on baby food. We do know that some have to crawl. Some have to walk. Some may be to a place to run, that they run. It depends on where you are at. Where you're at, where your relationship is, how much you're willing to put into the relationship. See, Jesus came to put it all up. He came to put it all. Even though he says, Father, take this cup away from me, but then he quickly said, let thy will be done. That's what you and I need to be saying. Because what we realize, if you go back and you read Jeremiah 29:11, God was letting them know, I have plans of greatness for you. Even if you go back to the Egyptians, God was taking them into the Israelites. He was taking them out of Egypt and placing them in a land of milk and honey where they would be prosperous, where they would succeed. But what happens? The same thing that we do on today. We forget about who our God is. We forget about who we are to him, the ambassadors. We forget about the power, the Holy Ghost power that he has given us. All you need to do is make a conscious decision and receive it and activate it into your life. The undying love, need we even speak about that? The undying love, every strike, the nails, the bearing the cross, all of that. You need to ask yourself today, that you need to ask yourself, where am I at today? Am I at my maximum potential, or do I even know what's going on? And if you don't know what's going on, you need to speak up. I don't care where you're at in this world. You need to speak up, because God has you on a platform right now where he is letting you know. He let you know on Friday. I'm telling you, it was so profound. It was already done before it started. Whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstances is, God is the master designer. He is the master planner. He created. Look around you wherever you're at. Norway, look around you. Look around you. God created. Look at the heavens. Look at the skies. Man didn't do that. God created it. It's up to you to decide if you're going to believe that or not. It's up to you to recognize what Jesus sacrificed, what God sacrificed for you and I. And to this day, he's still, because you and I are still here, he still grants us new mercies. He still forgives us once we confess and repent from our sins, from our actions. He still builds us up. He put people around us to protect us, to build us up, to correct us in a time of correction, to bring you further on down the line. When you hungry, to feed you. When you need a place to stay, he gives you a place to stay. When you clothes, he puts clothes on your body. And not to mention the love, the love. If God took his love away from us, where would we be? If God had not already finished the plan, where would we be? See, that's where you got to quicken yourself and understand. Ask God to give you understanding. Ask God to enhance your understanding. Because, see, that's where a lot of people get it wrong. They think that they know everything, but you, in our reality, you really don't. You really don't know. Because you at a place where, okay, well, yeah, Jesus already died on the cross for my sins, so guess what? It's okay. No, it's a day-to-day process. It's a life. It's a way of living. It's a lifetime of learning, as I spoke earlier. It's a lifetime of learning on the way that we would do things and how we do things and where we're to, how we're supposed to do it. And when you can recognize, that's when the revelation comes to the forefront and sit and say, you know what? I didn't have to do all this. Go back to Jehoshaphat and his clan. If I could just have been there, or if I may create a conversation, man, that was the most beautiful thing. And did you look at the heavens? Did you see how beautiful the sky was? And guess what? All we had to do was give praises to God. And as we were giving praises to God, he was taking out the ones that was coming to massacre us, to kill us, to take us off this earth. But God had already took care of it. All we had to do was be in a place where we were obedient. And this slogan, to me, it was already done. You could put completed, finished before it started. Allows me to know Evangelist Nita, you need to get your act together and stay in a place of obedience. Stay in a place of love. Stay in a place where you trust in the Lord with all your, do not, with everything you got, don't lean on your own understanding. Stay into a place when you fall short of his glory, you quickly get up and say, Father, forgive me. Now place me on the right path. But forgive me so I don't keep doing the same thing over and over. I may be in a place of weakness, but it's your strength that's going to bring me out. Father, just help me, Lord Jesus. So I can't see some of us get to the place where we so big-headed and got so much pride that we refuse to ask God for help. But guess what? That is not me. I'm throwing it out there. Because once I realized that where my help came from, I call on it every single day. When things are overwhelming me, I go, God, I need you to help me. Help me to calm down right here, Father God. God, give me the words to say to deal with this situation, Lord. And if he don't give me anything, guess what? I'm quiet. Because I don't want to be in a place where I come out of a situation because I'm in a situation at that point in time. I'm in a situation where I'm going to lean on my own understanding. And the words that come out of my mouth may not be acceptable to God. It may put me in a bigger hole than I've already started to dig. It was already done before it started. Let that resonate in your mind. Whatever your circumstances, whatever your situation is, give it to God. But don't just give it to God. Participate into the things that God will have you to do. If God sent a prophet, one that you have tested, one that you have trusted, and he has told you something or she has told you something, don't get beside yourself because you think you know everything and choose not to hear what God, because it was already done. Before it started, it was already done. He's just helping you along the way. When the Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, was in that fiery furnace, they did not second guess. They did not fall out on the floor and start wailing to God or holding on to different objects. No, don't put me in that fire. They had no problems with getting in that fire because you know what? They realized it was already done before it started. They already knew that God had the master plan. God, if you don't come and rescue me on today, it's okay because I know that I'm going to see you. I know that I'm participating in your master plan. I know that I'm being obedient to your will and your way. I know that I'm meditating on your word day and night. I know that I am following the principles that you have given me, Lord Jesus, to live my life because it was already done before it started. Understand what those words are saying to you. Understand and let it resonate. Let it resonate in your mind. What was God saying to you on Friday? Then he came back again on Sunday, and now he back again on Monday. What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you, Nigeria? Is he saying you don't have to do all these different things? All you need to do is, you ain't got to put all these rituals in place. All I need you to do is serve me, the one and only true God. I don't need all of these other things. I need you to be in a place of obedience. I need you to be in a place of receiving. I need you to be in a place of acceptance. Acceptance that I am your one and only God, that I sent my only begotten son down to die for sinners like you and me. It's already done before it started. Where are you at today? Where are you at when it comes to that slogan? Ask yourself. Sit down today. Write it out. Write a plan out. And ask God. Habakkuk, the word in Habakkuk says, write your vision out and put it up. Put it up. I'm paraphrasing. Write it out. Write it out. The word of God in Jeremiah 29:11 already tells you that he has great hope. He let the we let them know you're going into captivity. But when I come back to get you, when you pray, I'm going to hear you. When you ask for things, yes, this is what God is saying. And God had great things. He heard the Israelites cry. He heard their cry. And he answered their beckoning call. But guess what? They didn't understand and recognize who he was. They didn't understand and recognize that he was the light that was with them throughout the day and throughout the night. He was the one that provided them their manna every single day. He was the one that provided them their water every day. All they had to do was put their sandals on, grab their gear, and walk the path that God had given them. And I'm telling you today, what you need to do is put your sandals on, receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then walk the path that he gave you. See, in the scripture also asks, can two walk together if they're not in agreement? Can two walk together unless they are in agreement? Can you walk with Christ knowing that you are going to get from point A to point B, and all you have to do is participate? All you have to do is maximize your full potential. All you have to do is have a lifetime, change your lifestyle to a lifestyle where you are living, you are striving to live a holy life, because that is what is acceptable to God. Holiness is what is acceptable to him, and you not being to a place where you are apologizing because you are living a righteous life, because you decided that you're not going to do the things of the old, that you're walking into the newness because you got onto the right path, because you have decided that I am in the will of God and I am going to stay there no matter what, because for God I live, for God I die. Have you made that conscious decision? It's about making the conscious decision. And once you make that conscious decision, you'll realize it was already done before it started. Minister Chiquita, do you have anything you need to add to this?
Yes, Evangelist, just a few words. God cannot place new wine in old vessels. So you are the vessel. You got to clean yourself up and get yourself together and get the blessings of God that he's going to pour into your life, saints. And that's all he wants you to do, is to be in your blessed place and stay in your blessed place, which is the true heir, being his heirs. That's what it's about. That's what it's been. That's what it's all about. That's what it's about, being about. Being in his righteousness, living in his trueness. And that's all he wants for you in your life. That's it. Stay blessed, saints. Live a holy life. Understand God wants the best for you. He wants the blessed for you. Back to you, Evangelist.
And yes, I'm going to leave you with this. It was already done before it started. God knew exactly what it was going to take for you and I to be granted new mercies every single day. God already knew what it was going to take. For when you ask for forgiveness, he would grant you forgiveness. God already knew what it was going to take. And this is why he created the master plan for you and I to be able to live, have eternal life. Don't sit back. Don't slumber. Don't sleep. Look at those words. Even if you have to go into a dictionary and take it word by word, understand, saints, what God is saying to you right now. Understand what he said it when he started on Friday, what he was speaking to you before the day, before Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday came. He said it prior to that because he wanted you to understand. I took care of what was necessary. You just get in right alignment. You stop doing the things that you're doing. You stop procrastinating. You open your eyes. You open your ears. You Listen to what people are telling you. Don't get into a place where you feel like you got to sit and act a certain way because somebody's telling you the truth. One thing I'm going to say about this, we never know who God is going to use to bring you a word. You never know who God is going to use to bless you. You never know who God may use to bring you a rod of correction. What you need to do is have your heart right. You need to have your heart. The heart is the center. The heart is the engine of everything. Your heart got to be right so you can receive it. And then one day you may sit and come back and sit and say, this person told me this or this person told me that. And at that point in time, I didn't want to receive it. Just think about had you received it, you wouldn't still be walking around the same mountains. The Israelites refused to receive what God had for them. But then on the other hand, Jehoshaphat and his clan received it and received plunder. 3 days worth of plunder. They got blessing after blessing because of their act of obedience. Don't be in a place where you cannot understand or receive that it was already done before it started. We love you. We send you out with peace, love, and happiness. We invite you to come back on tomorrow morning, never knowing where God is going to lead us, know where he's going to take us, just understanding that he is talking to his people. And are you listening? Are you listening? So I ask you I decree and declare on today that a renewing of the mind will take place. I decree and declare that some of you, all of us, will ask God to create in us a clean heart so we can receive and understand the words that it was already done before we started. So not only do we receive it, we apply it into our lives and we make changes into our life, not continue to stay into the same place, not continue to walk and to crawl when you should be in a place where you are like a butterfly flying all over a place, up like an eagle all up in the sky. This is where you and I need to be because it was already done before it started. We love you, Saints. We say shalom, peace out. Start your Monday. It's a new week. Just call out things as if they already were. Trust and believe that they will take place. Just do what God has for you. In Jesus' name, we love you. Peace out.